W Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Investigators are trying to figure out who left a rifle laying in the street in Berlin Borough. That's near Voorhees. A bus driver and some kids spotted it Wednesday morning. Then photos were posted online, somebody commenting it was in front of a home that was owned by a cop. People were furious, speculating it may have been a cop who left it there. But Berlin police tell us it did not belong to any of their officers, and it was not owned by the department. But was it another cop from another agency? We don't know. Where did it come from? Was it loaded? Questions that we cannot answer at this time. Those plastic utensils and condiment packets you get with takeout are now being targeted by groups in a growing number of Jersey towns. The push is known as Skip the Stuff. Food establishments should only give out ketchup or disposable forks when they're specifically requested by the customer.
Many times you have to opt out of getting the plastic fork or spoon you may just throw away. The Skip the Stuff movement believes you should have to opt in. Marta Young with Clean Water Action says a proposed statewide law was introduced last year but didn't get anywhere.
But in the meantime, it is much like the bag ban, in which we are going town by town.
In March, Red Bank and Garwood passed ordinances to Skip the Stuff. The law is on the books for all of New York City. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey is among more than a dozen states reporting a spike in the number of measles cases. U.S. health officials have already confirmed more cases this year than in all of 2023. The reason for the rise may be a trend for kids and adults to go unvaccinated. The unvaccinated have a 90% chance of contracting measles if they're exposed. The MMR vaccine for measles, mumps, and rubella has been proven highly effective and safe at preventing infection. New Jersey 101.5 News, time 8:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next.
News, traffic, weather, and more. New Jersey 101.5.
Hey, this is Eric Scott. You know what I'm going to do this weekend? I'm going to play some tennis, and I'm going to work in the yard. So what? Well, up until recently, I couldn't do either because my feet hurt so bad. I tried everything, drugs, physical therapy, even those painful injections, and nothing worked. And I even started putting on weight again because I couldn't exercise due to the foot pain. Then I stopped by the Good Feet store, and wow, their experts fitted me with amazing arch supports. After just a short time, my pain was gone. Really, don't you deserve to be free from foot pain? Of course you do. Even if you've tried other arch supports, they are nothing like what you're going to get at the Good Feet store. They're made in the USA and made to fit any shoe, not just those ugly orthotics. Stop into the Good Feet store. The only thing you have to lose is your pain. You deserve to be pain-free just like me. Located in Brick Township at the Brick Plaza, also in Levittown, PA, and online at goodfeet.com. Now, New Jersey 101.5, fast traffic.
On Route 1 northbound by Riders Lane, it's a crash on one of the on-ramps. Route 78 getting better east of exit 20, down to exit 24. Crash cleared there. Emergency repairs on Route 27 both ways at McClellan Street and Elizabeth. At least one lane closed. The Parkway has a crash. Truck slammed into the Barnegat Toll Plaza. A couple of lanes are blocked there. 80 update eastbound now. The right lane is closed. They're making progress, but still very heavy at exit 47. The site of an earlier overturned dump truck accident. 35 at Toms River. That is closed with flooding down Tree. Southbound Route 202. Coming in the Pleasant Run Road at Reddington. The right lane is closed. Leaving New Jersey, it's 25 minutes across the board. Lincoln and Holland Tunnels and George Washington Bridge. Bob Williams, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Myra, New Jersey Traffic South. Hey, we got a mess right by the Delaware Memorial Bridge, and that is going to be on the northbound side coming off the bridge, and the area of Route 130 is all backed up as well, going towards the Delaware Memorial Bridge with an accident. Traffic is slammed at 42 North, punching you in the face with a delay from Coles all the way up through to 295. And we have an accident at 55 at 42. 295 North is slow at exit 24 all the way up through to exit 26. New Jersey Fast Traffic sponsored by Bet Parks. Hey, join me. Open the Bet Parks app and you're in the zone. There are hundreds of casino games right at your fingertips. New users get up to $1,000 casino bonus back if you're down in the first 24 hours. Now, you must be 21 in Pennsylvania. Maine, you're in New Jersey, gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 818 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 805. A trio of New Jersey residents accused of scamming victims out of nearly $500,000 as no-show contractors.
Priyanka Patel, Viral Patel, and Pratik Patel, all in their 30s, were initially arrested in December. Hudson County prosecutors say they were accused of ripping off one business owner who paid them $200,000 to do work at three properties, which was never done. Now the Patels have been accused of stealing more than $440,000 from another six victims for work either never done or unfinished. They operated as John V. Hotel Supply, which is registered to a Jersey City townhouse on Thorn Street. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
This portion of the news made possible by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 8:06. When does the rain finally move out? Dan has the forecast next.
Bill Spadia, mornings. More next on New Jersey 101.5.
Hey, Bill Spadia here. You guys know how we woke up on Thanksgiving morning. The drains were clogged, backing up into the house. What a disaster. My first call was to our go-to guys, Guaranteed Service, the premier plumbing, electrical, and HVAC company in Jersey. The guys were there within 90 minutes, snaked the line, and let me tell you, they showed me with their camera how compromised our main line had become with roots. Now, we could have prevented the whole disaster, the digging up of the yard and all the heartache and hassle, if I just had my sewer line inspected yearly. Don't make the mistake I made. Get yours inspected today. Call Guaranteed Service. They'll do it with a camera for just $77. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or go online to GuaranteedService.com.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
Now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
Today won't be a pretty day, but there will be substantial breaks in between the raindrops. We have a few showers out there this morning and lots of puddles on the ground from our overnight rain. You'll find occasional showers and maybe some thunderstorms today with some peaks of sun, hopefully this afternoon. It'll stay windy and temperatures go nowhere, highs in the lower to mid-60s. One more push of spotty showers coming late tonight. It'll be breezy and cool overnight, lows in the mid-40s. Showers exit for good tomorrow morning, then we'll see clearing skies. Windy tomorrow still, highs 55 to 60. New Jersey weather made possible by a seat at the table. Are you ready for change in New Jersey? Join Bill Spadia and New Jerseyans across the state at a seat at the table's convention on April 30th at the Palace in Somerset, New Jersey. Go to ASATTNJ.org to register and use code Spadia for a discount.
Clark 62, Middletown 59, Atlantic City is 55. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.